Okay, I think we have one more person signed up.
Yes, 716, request of David Davis to address council regarding homelessness and ideas to end homelessness in Portland.
Did you bring him again? Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't. Okay.
Mr. Davis, you're welcome to come speak, but you understand the rules of this chamber. You're not going to be naming individuals in any sort of criminal complaint, and we ask you to maintain decorum in how you address the community.
I always
here.
Do.
Please do.
Government power combined with private profit leads to and invites corruption. And I saw you guys were praising G4S security today, actually, and those guys actually run the Israeli torture camps, if you're aware of that or not, okay? And
so.
You also do business with HSBC Financial Group, and they launder money for Hamas, Palestinian terrorists, Iranian terrorists, and also Mexican drug cartels. And honesty is far less profitable than dishonesty. Maybe that's why I'm homeless and you're the mayor. I'd like to see some moral consistency among the mayor and city council and cancel all the contracts with G4S Security and HSBC. And also, I was here last week, right? And you made a comment saying, I'm sorry, folks, sorry, we have a number of people that need help in our community, and some of them come here, so bear with us, acting like I was crazy for what I was talking about. You know what? Well, I'm not crazy. All my stuff is based in reality. And Amanda Fritz, how do you feel to be working with someone like Mayor Charlie Hales, who openly mocks people with mental illness? Do you approve of the mayor's comments last week?
Keep going, sir.
You know, giving money and power to politicians is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys, you know? And doing business with HSBC, who launder money for Mexican drug cartels and Hamas terrorists, and then giving multi-million dollar contracts to G4S Security, I don't know what you're thinking. Maybe you're the one with the mental illness and not me. That's just how I see it, you know? And I thought people with mental illnesses have the right to exist and have a voice in this community. Apparently not in the mayor's eyes. You know, Portland's been under investigation for the past 3 years for their treatment of mentally ill people by the U.S. Justice Department. The review had three goals: to reduce crime, to ensure respect for the U.S. Constitution, and to ensure public confidence in law enforcement. And, you know, I don't see how you're maintaining that by making fun of people with mental illnesses. And yes, I do have post-traumatic stress disorder. So maybe what you did was actually a crime. And maybe it's an impeachable offense, actually. Did you ever think about that? Have you ever played chess? Well, you're not playing a good game of chess up there, okay? You're not really doing a good job as mayor either. And you wage a cultural war on the homeless people in this town and do all this stuff. Well, you want to know what? 40% of the homes in Oregon are vacant, and 37% of them are in the Portland area.
Okay.
And maybe you guys need to invest
your
in some of these foreclosures.
Sir,
you
your
need
time's
to,
up.
Maybe you need to invest in some of these foreclosures instead of dumping them into all these other agencies that just seem to just give money to slumlords and not really do that much for homeless people.
Okay.
You know,
thanks.
Maybe you guys should, instead of letting all these buildings rot and burn and get taken over by squatters, maybe you should actually put some homeless people in there and maybe get a bunch of homeless people that have construction skills and stuff like that. And how about also, instead of just housing people, create some businesses. Like
we're
some
retail, working on that, but we appreciate your testimony. Sir, your time's up.
Skills.
Okay,
I'm a skilled silk screener. I could start up a t-shirt shop and I could teach all kinds of people how to silk screen and make money off it.
Okay, good luck.
So
thank you.